These days, it costs me about $50 to fill up my gas tank. If the price of regular unleaded gasoline goes up a penny, say from $4 to $4.01, it might cost me $50 and some change. But what if you're gassing up nearly a quarter of a million vehicles?
For the Postal Service, that's an additional $8 million a year in expenses for just one penny.
Postal Service spokesman Mark Saunders says when you operate the world's largest civilian fleet of vehicles, you want to squeeze every bit out of every gallon of fuel. The Postal Service bought about 40,000 flex fuel vehicles. They can run on gasoline or a gasoline ethanol blend called E85. It's 15% gas and 85% ethanol, which is mostly made from corn. It does burn quite a bit cleaner than regular gasoline, but recently the Postal Service weighed the costs and benefits of using E85, and they found that first, it's hard to find. Only about 1% of filling stations actually carry it. Second, Saunders says the service found it's less efficient than gas.
Right now, gasoline seems to be, when you look at miles per gallon versus the cost of E85, gasoline still tends to be a more economical means of purchase.
A gallon of ethanol has about two-thirds the energy content of a gallon of gas. Basically, that means you have to fill your tank more often if you're running on E85. AAA reports it's cheaper than gas, but E85 actually costs much more when you factor in fuel efficiency. And with floods devastating the corn crop of the nation's biggest corn-producing state, Iowa, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association predicts the price of ethanol will only climb as resources grow scarce. So for now, most of the Postal Service's flex fuel vehicles are running on gasoline until they can find an alternative fuel that's both affordable and efficient. Department of Energy biofuels scientist Zia Haque says the best alternatives will likely not come from corn.
We are not doing any R&D on corn ethanol technology, but we think that the second generation cellulosic ethanol technology is indeed sustainable because it utilizes waste materials like corn stover and other agricultural waste as well as forest residues.
Haque says the department is working on developing engines that make better use of high ethanol blends, as well as finding ways to pipe it to more regions of the country. But for now, the future is in E10. That's a gasoline and ethanol blend, which is already in about half the nation's gas supply, including right here in Jefferson County. Iowa State agricultural economist Chad Hart says E10 is more efficient and it actually helps the pocketbook.
The existence of the ethanol industry reduces your cost by, say, an average of 30 cents a gallon.
Hart says that using E10 in all of the nation's gas supply would require about 14 billion gallons of ethanol a year. Right now, we're producing about half that. But he says using that much ethanol won't be enough to reduce our dependence on fossil fuel.
The federal government has targeted roughly 36 billion gallons of biofuels by 2022. Ethanol at an E10 blend cannot get you nearly that far. And so you have to look at how are we going to go beyond E10.
Hart says ethanol is no silver bullet. It takes a lot of resources to grow corn, and it's still not as efficient as gas.
What we're figuring out is with ethanol, with biofuels, like almost everything in life, there are trade-offs. And I think, you know, with biofuels, they were sold as being our way to get ourselves off of foreign oil and then move ourselves along to energy independence. And that's a very tall order.
An order, Hart says, that will require many alternative fuels and conserving energy. For WFPL, I'm Kristen Espeland.